Election Day 2018 is fast approaching. The voter registration deadlines obviously come sooner than the votes. In Oregon, you've got 13 days from today to get registered. Make that 12 days from today to get registered to vote in this election. That's October 16th, the registration deadline. California's deadline is a week later. The ballot this year features a number of key races and measures, including Oregon ballot measure 106. This is an abortion measure, or more accurately, an anti-abortion measure. The state provides funding for abortion through the Oregon Health Plan, the state's version of Medicaid. Passage of 106 would stop that and make other changes. 2 days ago, we got the yes side on the measure, so no on taxpayer-funded abortion. I'll say that again. Voting yes on the measure means no on taxpayer-funded abortion. Today, we get the no side from two guests. Skye Loos is in the studio with me. She's the Planned Parenthood of Oregon, Southwestern Oregon Director of External Affairs. Skye, good to have you in the studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
And on the phone, we have Kalpana Krishnamurthy, who is with the group Forward Together, the National Field and Policy Director. Kalpana, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Skye, let me start with you. Walk us back to some activity that happened in Oregon on abortion within the last year or so. House Bill 3391 seems to be at the center of this. What did it do? This is all right. So, Kalpana, you up to speed on 3391?
Absolutely. So, in 2017, the Oregon legislature, and with the support of obviously thousands of Oregonians across the state, expanded reproductive health care access to anyone, regardless of their insurance status, their documentation status, their gender identity. And what the Reproductive Health Equity Act did was ensure that every Oregonian in our state has fundamental access to the full range of reproductive health care. And by that, I really do mean prenatal care, pregnancy care, postpartum care, and abortion care.
And as you understand, ballot measure 106, is only abortion affected by should this pass?
You know, Jeff, that's a really good question. I have to say it feels a little bit unclear based on everything that we've seen. While this is definitely a backdoor ban on abortion, we are concerned about how Measure 106 would affect access to birth control, including access to emergency contraception.
So let me come back again to the legislative move last year with 3391. Why was it seen as necessary? What was it in response to, if anything?
Well, we know that there have been a number of groups of people that just didn't have full access to reproductive health care across our state. And so folks who were their gender identity, folks who were undocumented, did not have access to the full range of services and were kind of falling through the gaps in our system. So that's one thing that the Reproductive Health Equity Act did. Another thing it did was it really made abortion care, which is a primary part of health care, something that did not include expensive copays, right? So it required private insurance as well as the Oregon Health Plan to ensure access by not having costly out-of-pocket costs. And then the thing that we know that it also did, right, is it ensured access to abortion regardless of what happens with Roe versus Wade and around the Affordable Care Act. So kind of the comprehensive suite of policy changes that were made in the Reproductive Health Equity Act really ensure that every Oregonian, regardless of their income or how they're insured, could decide when and whether to become a parent. And that's why this backdoor ban on abortion, Measure 106, is so very concerning.
You've called it a backdoor ban twice now. What do you mean by that?
Well, let's be honest, a right is not a right if you can't access it. So if we are, you know, the Measure 106 would affect one in four Oregonians. One in four Oregonians is insured under the Oregon Health Plan. So if suddenly we're saying that for one in four Oregonians, abortion care is not covered, is not viewed as, is not seen as a part of comprehensive reproductive health care, I don't understand how that's not a ban.
So let me parse the numbers a little further. When you say it affects one in four Oregonians, it's because one in four Oregonians are on the Oregon Health Plan, but not all of those. In other words, we're not talking one in four Oregonians seek abortions.
Absolutely. I mean, what we do know is that over the past 10 years, abortion rates in Oregon, like the rest of the country, have really been on the decline thanks to the introduction of long-acting reproductive contraception, thanks to access that we've made birth control more easily accessible. So we know that abortion rates in Oregon continue to decline as they do across the country. However, we also know that every person, right, we believe at the No on 106 campaign that every person should be able to decide when and whether to become a parent. And so for one in four Oregonians, right, for this to no longer be part of the kind of care that they can access, if that's the right decision for them, that does feel like a ban.
Ballot measure 106 in Oregon's November election up for discussion today. It is the measure that would prohibit public funding from being spent on abortions in Oregon. We're talking to the no side in the form of Kalpana Krishnamurthy from the group Forward Together. She's National Field and Policy Director. Sky Lose from Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon joins us as well. She's the Director of External Affairs there. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Your thoughts on public funding for abortion, yes or no, how you would plan to vote in this election, what other questions you need answered before you make a decision, all on the table here. Join us by phone at 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. And Sky, you can speak, I think, more specifically to rates of decline in abortion that Kalpana was just talking about in southwestern Oregon. What have you noticed, and what sorts of things do you attribute the changes to?
Well, you know, we are very fortunate in Oregon that we have an extremely robust sex ed requirement within public schools. All students must receive comprehensive, medically accurate sex ed, which of course includes consent, the full range of birth control. So when people have access to education, when they know how to keep themselves from becoming pregnant, and when they have access to inexpensive birth control, you're going to see unintended pregnancy rates go down, and in turn, abortion rates go down. I can say in the Rogue Valley, approximately 80% of the patients that we see, and last year we saw approximately 13,000 patient visits within the Rogue Valley, approximately 80% of those are patients on the OHP program. And if 80% of our patients don't have the access to abortion funding, that's going to be a big implication in their lives.
So you're saying 13,000 patient visits, 80% of them on the Oregon Health Plan.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And of the 13,000 patient visits, I know this is a common question, but how many of those are people seeking abortions?
Approximately 3% of those are. Currently, we have clinics down in the Rogue Valley in Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass. And at the moment, Ashland and just recently Grants Pass do provide medical abortions to patients who need them.
And so let's get an idea of costs, too, here, because
sure.
We're talking about the differences in what's provided through abortion and through care that we're hoping leads people away from abortion. Mm-hmm. How much does something like a contraceptive cost, a regular course of contraceptives, a long-lasting one, for example?
A long-lasting one, if a patient comes in who's on a OHP, it's going to be provided to them at no cost, and it's same with an abortion. Now, if a patient comes in and is not eligible for OHP, they do have to pay out of pocket. And the cost for a medical abortion, which is essentially a two-form pill that can be prescribed up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, that's going to be $500. $500, I think, for most people, that's a big expense. Now, somebody who is living in poverty, who needs OHP, that's something that just is not necessarily feasible for them. And of course, unintended pregnancy is something that can spiral somebody deeper into poverty.
You mentioned the pills for, so we're mm-hmm. talking medical abortions as opposed to surgical abortions.
Yes.
What percentage of abortions then are medical versus surgical now?
You know, I can't tell you the answer to that. I'm not entirely sure, but at least in the Rogue Valley, all the abortions that we do perform are the medical abortions. Once a patient gets past 10 weeks, we do refer them out to other providers within the Valley.
So Planned Parenthood does not do any surgical abortions, you're saying?
Not in the Rogue Valley.
Okay. Kalpana Krishnamurthy, do you have any figures on percentage of abortions that are done medical versus surgical nationwide or statewide?
No, I don't. I think one of the things that we've heard, though, and I'm sure Sky can speak to this, is that especially for folks who are coming from rural areas, you know, the getting to a clinic can be a huge barrier. So if folks are driving multiple hours, if folks are needing to make a multiple-day appointment that includes follow-up care. That's time away from family. That's time finding a friend or a hotel. It's time away from a job. And so we know that many, many women are choosing medication abortion because it allows them to have this experience in their homes. It allows them to take care of their own needs and continue to parent or continue to work if they can in a different way. And so we know that this is a increasingly popular option so that folks can balance all of the many different roles that they're playing even as they receive abortion care.
We use the term medical abortion. Could it also be called an induced miscarriage? Would that be a fair medical characterization?
I would say that's a fair medical characterization. I'm not a medical professional, so I don't want to speak, you know, I don't want to misspeak. I will say, getting back to the fact that was just brought up about rural patients, excuse me, we most, you know, just very recently, within the past 2 months, started offering medical abortions in Grants Pass. Previously to that, we just did them in Ashland. We are seeing patients from all over the state and the coast, you know, Klamath Falls, people coming because there's no other way to access abortion care. So by offering abortion care at another location, we're able to open up to even more patients. And we are seeing them, we're sort of at the point where, despite the fact we're doing these robust education programs and we're able to offer low-cost contraception, we're still seeing people that do become pregnant unintentionally and they don't wish to be, so they are coming now to Grants Pass as well as Ashland to receive abortion care that they want.
Ballot measure 106 on the table here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to the no side on the measure. And again, this is one of those measures where if you are for abortion, if you are yes on, or for abortion, right. Let me put it this way. If you are against abortion, you're going to vote yes on the measure. If you're in favor of abortion access and public funds being used, you're going to vote no on the measure. We're talking to the no side today. Sky Lose is with Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon. Kalpana Krishnamurthy is with Forward Together. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Our phone number is 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I think the sticking point, as I'm hearing it so far anyway, Sky Lose, you're talking about people who flock to get these services, but there are plenty of people who think it's okay that they have access, but they don't want to pay for it out of their own taxes. Mm-hmm. And how do you respond to that particular aspect of it?
Well, I'll say for every dollar that you spend on reproductive health care and prevention, seven are saved. So it's going to save. If 106 is passed, the Secretary of State's office has done an analysis. It's going to cost taxpayers $20 million more a year and paying for services associated with unintended pregnancies. That includes postnatal care, child care, food services. So as you see unintended pregnancy rates go up and birth rates go up, costs associated with OHP, the OHP program is going to go up as well.
Kalpana Krishnamurthy, do you have a different argument for providing taxpayer funding for abortions?
Well, I think this builds off of and maybe undergirds what Sky was saying. If you fundamentally believe that every woman in Oregon must be able to decide whether and when to become a parent, and that decision, which is incredibly personal, it shouldn't matter how much money you make or how you're insured. If you believe that, then you should be voting no on Measure 106 because, you know, individually we can all have whatever feelings we might personally have about abortion. It may not ever be the right choice for you or your family, and that is fine, but no one should be denied health care because they can't afford it. And, you know, when a woman is making a decision about whether to end a pregnancy, she should have medically accurate information and know that it's going to be covered by health insurance, just like any other procedure.
Kalpana, you can help weed things out a little bit for us, because federal funds can't be used for abortion, period, under the Hyde Amendment, but we're talking about state funds can be used for abortion.
That's right. So nationally, Representative Henry Hyde from Illinois started the Hyde Amendment shortly after Roe versus Wade to eliminate access to low-income women. And we should just be very clear. Henry Hyde was on the record saying that he wanted to restrict access to abortion, and that the only way he could figure out how to do it was with the Hyde Amendment, and that if he could take away access for low-income women in other ways, he would. So Oregon, fortunately, kind of has gone a different direction. I think it's important for listeners to remember that Oregon had legal access to abortion in 1969. Right, that's 4 years before Roe versus Wade was passed at the Supreme Court, making abortion legal for the rest of the state. In the past 40 years, Oregon has voted five different times on measures that are about abortion access. We have voted on this exact same ballot measure twice already, and we have defeated it because Oregonians fundamentally believe that abortion is health care and that every person should be able to make this decision. So we know that this conversation about abortion access is something that Oregonians have consistently said, we trust Oregon women.
Do you think there's going to be a greater sticking point for some people, though, because of the fact that non-legal residents who do not have health insurance can get abortions paid for by taxpayers?
You know, I think we're in a moment where we're talking about what kind of Oregon are we going to be. Measure 106 is on the ballot at the same time that Measure 105 is on the ballot, which is the ballot measure that would end Oregon's sanctuary law and increase racial profiling in communities of color and for immigrants and refugees. And I think, you know, we know, as we have been talking to folks on the doors across the state, that people are very concerned about both measures. So we are really hoping and hopeful that Oregon voters will recognize both of these ballot measures as threats to Oregon's values around safety, around inclusion, and around healthcare access, and will vote no on both Measure 105 and 106.
A couple minutes left on this conversation about Measure 106, which would prohibit public funding from being spent on abortions in Oregon. Kalpana Krishnamurthy is with Forward Together. Sky Lose is with Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon. You can join the conversation by phone at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Mike in Medford sent in a message by phone asking if the people who are for the bill are willing to absorb the cost of unwanted children now being born. And this gets to a fairly standard slinging of arrows in both directions, where you've got one side saying that that the people who are against legal abortion care deeply about the life of a child up until birth and not thereafter. You've got the other side saying that people who are for abortion access want the ability for women to use abortion as birth control. Are either one of those fair in any way, Kalpana Krishnamurthy?
I mean, I think this is where the hyperbole around this conversation can get in the way, right? I think, you know, folks on the No on 106 campaign are very clear that we want every family to have the rights and resources that it needs in order to be able to thrive and to be able to thrive in Oregon. And so that includes, for low-income families, access to support for their children. It fundamentally does. And so, you know, this idea that we are somehow anti-child or anti-family is ridiculous, because we're the folks that every day fight to ensure that we have access to the affordable health care services, the affordable child care services, and that everybody in our state has the support their family needs. I think when it comes to Measure 106, we believe that that decision, that fundamental decision about whether to become a parent, is one that every Oregon woman and her family should get to make for themselves. And so it shouldn't matter how much money you make or how you're insured, you should get to make that decision on your own. And that's why Measure 106 is so dangerous. That's why we're asking Oregonians to vote no on Measure 106, because we're the folks that believe that every child in this state should be a child that parents are ready to support, that communities are ready to engage with. And so we fight on both ends of this conversation. And to say otherwise is a true disservice to the years of work that folks in the No on 106 campaign have done to make sure that every Oregon family can thrive.
Sky Lose, to the point where there is derision for the use of medical abortion, I wonder if you have any figures off the top of your head about the incidence of abortion after there's been one. If a woman has had an abortion, is she a percentage less likely to have a second one, that sort of thing?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Kalpana, is that anything you have in your quiver?
No, it's not. I think one of the things that we do know, right, is that the vast majority of women who have an abortion are already parents. It's close to 60%. so for many Oregon women and families, the decision to have an abortion is made understanding what their current family looks like, what their current parenting resources are, and we know that that family and that decision is intensely personal, and people make that decision for many reasons. So we know that access to abortion is one of those issues that really crosses the entire state. It crosses families of all kinds. Every listener to the program right now knows someone who would be affected by ballot measure 106. Because we know someone on the Oregon Health Plan, because we love someone on the Oregon Health Plan. And we want Oregonians to remember that as they take out their ballots and sit at their kitchen tables and remember the impact that this will have on one in four Oregonians.
There is an aspect of Measure 106 we haven't talked about yet, which is the somewhat cloudy wording that potentially could define public funding for abortions to mean that anybody who's got a health plan paid for by the state of Oregon couldn't get an abortion either. So we're talking public workers being cut off. As you read the bill, Kalpana, does it seem like that could happen?
Absolutely. We're talking about, when we talk about public state employees, let's be clear. We're talking about teachers, we're talking about nurses, we're talking about firefighters, we're talking about cops and their families. So from our understanding of this and when we've sat across the table from the Yes on 106 side, they don't know. But we really do see that over 75,000 Oregon public employees like nurses and teachers and firefighters would be affected and that this would dramatically affect healthcare access.
All right. I want to thank you both for joining us today for a very comprehensive discussion of ballot measure 106 from the no side. If you're voting no on ballot measure 106, you want to continue public funding for abortion in Oregon. If you vote yes on measure 106, you want to stop public funding for abortion in Oregon. Kalpana Krishnamurthy is the National Field and Policy Director for Forward Together. Sky Lose is the Director of External Affairs for Planned Parenthood of Southwestern Oregon. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Good to have you here.